I was just going to say, if there's a small meeting and few involved and few LSV members in attendance, then two is sufficient. But if it's a large event, we should make this somewhat flexible to decide depending upon the circumstance. You know, three I think is sufficient, but if, as Ali suggested, we have less, then I'm willing to...
Is it acceptable to offer a friendly amendment that it says 2 to 3 people should sign off on all cash receipts? Is that acceptable? Lamont?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Acceptable.
Kim, do you accept that as a friendly amendment?
How can I do this work? Three, if possible. You know, three unless there aren't three there. I mean... You know, if there are only two volunteers, then two's all you got.
Perhaps the language 2 to 3 people?
Well, no, because if there are 3 people available, we want 3 people. We would prefer 3 people. We think it's a better number.
And we're... I'm going to take Summer's language request, and then we need to get a vote on this, Summer. Can you have the microphone, please?
3 people should sign off on all cash receipts, et cetera, unless only 2 are available, period.
And then 2 can sign off. Right?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
But it has to be stated.
Unless only 2 are available, in which case 2 shall sign off at all times.
Is that okay with the treasurer, that word, verbiage? Thank you. So I'm going to call for the vote on
this
motion. And you're asking for a roll call vote to further slow us down here. Let me get a... Absolutely. Let's do it. We're grinding to a halt, Ken. Thank you very much for your encouragement on that. So I'm going to do a roll call vote on this motion from the Finance Committee. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Chuck Anderson?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta? Abstain. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Lydia Brisson, not here. Omar Burdett?
No, thank you.
John Crumshaw?
Yes.
Ariana Gladney? No. Leonard Eisenberg?
Yes.
Kim Hoffman?
Yes.
Fred Klunder, not here. Jim Lefferty, not here. Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Brenda Medina?
Abstain.
Margie Murray?
Yes.
Michael Novick?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Martina Steiner? John Wenger?
Yes.
Lamont Yakey?
Yes.
So, John Gary, if you'll follow me on this, my tally that I have is in favor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 in favor. Against, 1, 2, 3, against, abstain, 1, 2, abstain. Very good. Motion passes.
Point of information, the names will be reflected in the record, John.
What's the question?
Point of information, the names will be reflected, not just the counts?
Yes.
Right, okay.
If that seems like a significant matter to people, understand that it just takes more time to do that. If you think it's a really significant matter to have roll call votes and names put in the record, it does slow us down. We'll obviously honor it, but... I just want to recognize that that's what it does. So I'll give a brief one-minute report. I'll condense my 5 minutes. What I was going to say at the beginning of the meeting, when this body inherited the position of local station board, whether we did it a year and a half ago or 6 months ago, we inherited a particular culture. Some members have carried over from before. Some are brand new. But the culture that we inherited as the local station board is one of misunderstanding and often miscommunication with the staff and the management. Since I've been chair, it's been my goal to put the word station back in local station board, that we focus on the station because it's why we're here. We were reminded during the training and orientation the function of a nonprofit board is give or get, and that means funding. That means each of us should be either donating or raising money for the station at every turn, and that's our responsibility. And at very least, volunteering. We haven't seen a lot of volunteerism even at phone banking. We've often had 5 or 6 members of this 24-member board show up for even a single shift. And some of us are pulling in mega shifts. So it's important that we remember why we're here. This board is an appendage of the station. You know, we work for the benefit of the station. We're not elected to just boss the station around. part of the culture of this board has been to show up at the station and say, hey, I'm on the board. Let me use the copier. Give me this report. Just do it. And that has caused frustration amongst the staff. It's caused fear with the staff. It's caused a misunderstanding. A lot of the staff have the impression that that's all we do. So we need to turn the ship around. We need to turn the perception around so that we're here and we understand that we're here to benefit the station. If we need a report from the station, we need to go in as congenially as possible. Hey, I'm on your side. Let's look at these numbers. If we need a copy machine, let's think about how we approach that. And that's something that Bernard had mentioned, that there needs to be a sense of decorum. And that's the next item on the agenda, is a discussion of board decorum at the station. So we earmarked 10 minutes for this. There just needs to be, my recommendation is that governance set some time to work on three or four guidelines that we can have as members of LSB so we know what our responsibilities are and how we should interact with the staff. And we need to, again, they're staff members that are part of this board, and we need to re-earn their confidence and remind them that we're here for them and with them, not against them. We need to change that attitude. And I'm sure the staff members, I see all the heads nodding in support of that. So I encourage that to be our attitude. So, again, we'll open the discussion on that. And, Bernard, if you would like to say anything at the outset of this, in addition to that, you don't have to, but very good. So, again, as it's slated, would anyone like to comment on that? Summer?
I agree.
It's not
awful. Sure it is, but that's okay. I agree people should always be polite and courteous and consider the fact that people have jobs to do. But as an unpaid person who's been on this board for 4 years, when it takes 3.5 years to get copies of contracts and people come to meetings month after month and say, I will bring it next month, or 1.5 years to get a report on what happened at an event, or several months and you have to threaten to use your legal authority as a PNB director to extract the information because you cannot get it simply by requesting it for several months. This is not about decorum. This is about stonewalling and the inability to obtain information, which is part of a fiduciary duty, which is the board's responsibility, not just fundraising. The reason nonprofits have boards, in reality, from a legal perspective, is to what happens with the money that is raised from the public. And the LSB is a committee of the PNB, and the PNB is the board of the nonprofit that takes in $13 million a year in public money. So I find, to simply put it off on decorum, and not to say there have not been people who have been exceptionally rude to staff members or that have not gotten into altercations, but there's a frustration that can flow both ways when you are unable, through polite requests and repeated email, to obtain any information or answers to your questions, that goes beyond decorum and becomes an inability to perform your actual function as a board member. So I think it's inadequate to simply say that we're not polite enough.
And we're at time.
Thank you.
And what I neglected to mention, the last sentence of my thing, is that after talking to Bernard, I feel a great sense of confidence that there's going to be a new management model in place. We've operated essentially without a general manager, someone who refused to even show up at the board for whatever reasons. Now we're going to have a sense of interaction and cooperation unlike we have for 1.5 years. So I'm looking forward to a big change there. I think the next hand up was Ken Aaron. Can you have the microphone? And then John Wengers after that.
I would concur with all the comments Summer made. Honestly, and it's not a pleasant task to take on that responsibility, because it's much more fun to come in and participate in those aspects of programming that you support and have fun and enjoy. But I do want to add that in my viewpoint, when you join the board, irregardless of your personal opinions, you should never demean the station, the network, or any of the programmers or the content. And that's not just for the LSB. I feel possibly sometimes programmers have done that. It travels to them, too. It's just like I've been on other boards, and your freedom of speech, your First Amendment rights are restricted as a member of a board. Just as your First Amendment rights are restricted as a member of a family, you can always say what you want, but you suffer the consequences of it. And there's always actions about that. So I, on behalf of the board, would apologize to any programmers who feel that the LSB have demeaned their actions or their work, and especially their volunteer work, and even those that are paid less than they're entitled. So I applaud the programmers and apologize for any derogatory remarks that have been made to them in the public.
Thank you. And I'll let Alan respond in a moment. John Winger, you were next. Hand up.
Yes. I endorse the comments of Summer and Kim. We were in a situation before, Bernard, where it just has to do with the previous interim general manager and the attitude he had with regard to the local station board, and I think it was contagious. Additionally, we have had board members who, not currently on the board, but whose attitude was something to the effect of, I just want to keep the board away from the station as much as I can, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was very, very negative. And as near as I can tell, both those, I mean, you're the solution, and you've got an engaging, engaged response, and I appreciate that. I don't currently detect board members. I'm not aware of board members who currently have a hateful attitude toward the board. They may exist, but I don't know. I think personally I've got decent relationship with... She said 30 seconds.
She put it up 30 seconds ago. Thank you. Alan, did you want to respond first?
Yeah, I just want to just say thank him for the balance of his comment, but then also just, you know, no one's First Amendment rights are actually being restricted. That relates to your general discourse in the United States, but they're just as boards have their own, like any, you know, in a sense, private operation or organization, their internal rules and regulations, and clearly, I think, within decorum, you know, aggressively defaming the station and basically the broad family of the station. All I can say is on behalf of the staff, when we see it coming from people who are anyway affiliated with the station, and it's very bad energy. And I really just want to applaud what Ken said.
Bernard, did you want to respond? Can we pass the microphone to Bernard, please?
I just want to. There is nothing really to add.
Sorry, I was.
There isn't much to add from me. I do want to thank Ken for raising the loyalty aspect. I didn't say it when I was talking, and I didn't say it deliberately because I knew it was going to come up in what Dutch was talking about. But like what we do or hate what we do, we are doing it together. Well, that's what I hoped and thought. And I have demanded loyalty of my staff. I can't do that of you, but I can ask for it. And I do. And there will be a temptation for me on a monthly basis when the report time comes round to try and only give you the good news because that's nicer for me. But I won't be doing that. Thank you.
So I would entertain a motion to direct the governance committee to create a set of maybe four guidelines and offer to include Bernard in its creation of wording. If someone would like to make a motion to that effect or something similar. Margie?
I'll make a motion. I'd like to also include our program director as being part of that because I think he's taken more than just comments. I think people have gone beyond boundaries. I'd like to see it stop. And I'd like to see us conduct ourselves in a more professional business relationship. Tonight I knew the financial issue was coming up. We asked for a roll call. Many of us want a roll call vote for that particular professional level that we're trying to get the board to be at. We'd like to know who would like to see money accounted for in proper accounting methods. We are going to ask for more roll call votes, those of us that want to see the station. Well, okay, I'm speaking to the motion. I'd like to go ahead and proceed and also include Alan.
Okay. Do you want to state the motion?
Okay.
Direct the governance committee.
Like to direct the governance committee, a vote to direct the governance committee to create a guidelines to have the board
for LSB
to etiquette to extend to
interacting with the station
staff and including the general manager and the program director in the guidelines and formation of said policies to be presented to the LSB for final approval.
Is there a second? We have a second from Martina. John Winger, I saw your hand first.
My question would be this. Given that things have changed with a new station manager, does the station manager and do Alan Minsky and the staff reps think that we need to do this, or is a solution already in place and proceeding? I mean, I don't know because I'm not at the station, but the staff reps know, and Bernard and Alan probably have ideas. And so I would just ask if, before we take go off on this task, whether we need it or not. And I'm just really asking for the information. I'm not challenging it. I'm just saying, do we really need it? Because if we don't need it, I mean, we can do it in a month or two if we do need it, but
so, John,
I would say let's try.
I'll offer a brief response from either Alan or Bernard, whoever care to address this, and then we should move forward.
It's a hard, to be honest with you, John, personally, I don't need it, but I don't just speak for me. That's good enough for me. And it's moved and it's seconded. That's good enough for me.
I didn't actually know this was going towards a motion, but... And I don't really like these things to have to get solidified. I would hope it would sort of disoccur on consensus. But, yeah, I appreciate what Margie says. I have been at meetings both of this body and other meetings that I've attended since I've been interim program director, which have just been unconstructive because of the level of venom. That's all I'll say.
Thank you. Margie?
I'd like to call for the vote.
I had a question.
We're going to call the votes from call to me, unless it's absolutely crucial.
Well, I had my hand up before the vote got called, so I think everyone, yes, etiquette would be good and civility would be excellent, but I don't want to see it step over the bounds to you can't get requested information if you do it in an appropriate fashion. That's all.
Of course.
So we have legalities, and I want to see they're observed in the policy.
Of course.
Thank you.
I'm going to call for the vote. Those in favor of the motion to direct the Governance Committee, I'm calling for the vote. Those in favor of the motion to direct the Governance Committee to come up with a set of guidelines in collaboration with the General Manager and Program Director, show of hands in favor. Are you voting on your 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 in favor? Those against, raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4 against. Those abstaining. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 abstentions. Motion passes. Next order of business, we have an opportunity for public comment. I see Bella's already lined up. So if you don't mind, Terry, do you mind putting the microphone up there for us, helping Adam be audio tech? So again, we'll have 7.5 minutes of total possible time, 1.5 minutes each. And if we don't use that time, we'll fold it back into the meeting. So we'll call for the first person. Marjorie, timing? Go ahead.
I want to hear what the new GM took charge of last time I came to this board meeting. And that was to assess what was going on at the station. So you alluded to it, and I wrote a whole laundry list of everything you had to say after being on the job 30 days. I did not hear anything that says to me, this is what I got done, this is what is on the agenda, this is what the progress is, and this is where we're going. So that's number one. And that would be number two, because number one, you took charge of a task at the last board meeting, and you have not given us a report. And it's on the agenda, I'm sure, for the minutes of last time. I want to know what is the venom of demanding that the space and the precious airtime on my community station is not being invested in the community.
We're at 30 seconds.
Where three people control a huge block of time every single day. I want to know what is the venom for me speaking out against that. If you can explain that to me, I am all ears, because I'm sick and tired of being given excuses, and every general manager continues with excuses.
And the next speaker. You care to introduce yourself?
Steve Goldsmith. And first, I want to say hey, welcome to the new general manager, and it's great to see you here. And I had had an announcement about another organization, an event that I think it's going to be on the calendar. Next Wednesday, the 27th, an organization I'm affiliated with called Mediators Beyond Borders has develops projects around the world where it tries to train people in various countries on how to resolve conflict. And they're opening a project in Rwanda, and they're going to have a fundraiser at the Western Justice Center in Pasadena and showing a movie called Coexist. And it's about how the process in Rwanda has been kind of the opposite of South Africa, where people have been sort of ordered to love thy neighbor, and you know, oftentimes their neighbor murdered their husband or things like this. And so people are trying to unpack that now after these years and try to develop some real human dialogue. And so I encourage you, it's a very powerful movie. It's 7:00 at the Western Justice Center in Pasadena, and it is a fundraiser, but I don't think there's a charge for admission. Thank you.
Thank you. Next person, Terry.
Yes, Terry Goodman. I'd just like to remark for the LSB members who may not have heard it that, in my opinion, the announcer that's been putting out the LSB meeting notices has a very pleasant voice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mr. James, I commend you at least that there is something people can read in the form of a James report, and for your participation in this meeting. So, this LSB, particularly under Dodge, I think it's been good that you have made it a habit to at least announce these meetings on radio and on air. And I also had some reads, I think, talking about the national board meeting. So that is some massive progress. While we had an interim general manager and the interim program director, the young man sitting to your left, he did some very important work, at least open space for dialogue for some people who are in the community. Although this may be a dysfunctional family, I can assure you that it is still a family. All you need to do, and we are going to work with you, is to walk opposite the direction of Robert Mudrag and move KPFK and Pacifica in a different direction. Yes, it is a difficult task, but it is a historic one that you are going to enjoy doing, and all of us are going to support you. Please bring the cab alive. Dissolve that cab. It's been on for 3 years. It's time to reconstitute that cab and set up a new one that will work with you and the community and make KPFK a better station.
Welcome, Bernard. I was with the board for 2 terms. But at that time...
Do you want to introduce yourself?
Reza Poor. At that time, KPFK was all over the city. In every demonstration, in 3 weeks, we used to make $1 million. We lost a lot of listeners because we don't have news department. Every corner we go to the support the prisoners, you know, in near the Twin Towers, there is no KPFK. We go to the court to support Carlos Montes, there is no KPFK. If we are going to have the news department, in every corner we are going to bring the listener to pay some of the expenses. What we hear, Alan Minsky is promoting for Al Jazeera News with the Clinton's voice from the State Department, the warmonger. Warmonger has to be stopped. You know what happened today? They sent another drone to Iran, and the Iranian government dropped it in city of Qom. We have to have news department, you know, for the station, not from Al Jazeera or any other part of the world.
One of Marla's kids was in a football contest down in San Diego. I met a stranger, said I was a Quaker when he asked about the hat. He said, oh yeah, those are the people everyone yells at. Well, I've been in the station on and off for 15 years. especially for 7 years I was on the front desk, two-thirds of the calls were complaints about this or that. The personnel that we pay to be in that station are vicious against volunteers. Vicious to my face hundreds of times in the last 10 years, including this year. All right? So I find that motion to go to governance. Oh, by the way, I've been in almost every fund drive for 10 years. The food is horrid, and the crap the volunteers take from the food coordinator is just that. Crap. There's no grazing, there's no food when you want it. The food is terrible if you speak Spanish. Trust me on that. It's not as bad the last couple of fund drives. I find that motion really irritating. I don't mind being yelled at, though.
Thank you. And how many of the, I think that's our time.
Hi, my name is Edward Cotton. I'm from back in the day when there were only about three stations to listen to. There was KGFK, there was Huggy Boy. If you had a strong enough radio, you could hear it, you know. But KPFK was always one of the anchors that you go to get information. What's happening in my community? You see, but now, if it wasn't for my friend Summer, a young man that was gunned down by the police in a wanton fashion, I never heard a thing about it. Can you imagine the number of people that were interested enough to go out on behalf of this young man who was brutally killed like that? The Oscar Grant trial. Who was there? Summer showed up. There was no reporter or anybody from KPFK. Summer just showed up with her little notebook. And I'm glad I got to talk to her to even find out what's happening. I didn't hear anything about it on the station. Then why not? See? And that's my concern. And also, in the country of England, I did 2 years of volunteer work. They treated me like a king. Compared to here, if you're a volunteer here, it means you couldn't make the grade in the corporation or you have some mental defect. See? So you're treated like less than a working class, getting paid a salary person, where really the volunteer is worth twice as much.
Thank you. And that's our time. Thank you very much. And just for the record, that was one additional speaker, so it's in a minute and a half over. We'll take that off the next one. The next item on the agenda is the Town Hall Task Force report / budget allocation for the same. Who is giving the report on the Town Hall Task Force?
I can give it, and I know Milda can help because he remembers dates.
And
yeah,
let me clarify. Okay, Summer.
Okay, Michael. The Town Hall Task Force.
Well, and let me clarify, the reason it's listed this way, we want to find out how far you guys have gotten, what you've gotten done, and we want to figure out how much money we can give you guys to do it with.
Okay, so we'll do a little, we'll share this report. We met, I have to look on the phone here, a week or two ago. I don't know, it's in the last 2 weeks, a week and a half. Our next meeting is August 3rd. I'm recording the CART tomorrow for that one. I had to do the PNB earlier this week. So anyway, we're going to make an announcement inviting the public to attend our next task force meeting so that if there are people that want to volunteer to work at the task force, put input, whatever, so that other people know that we're doing this. We kind of all agreed that if we could get Emmanuel Presbyterian Church, that would be really good because we haven't had a real town hall in quite a while, and everybody in the city knows where it is. We selected two or three other possible locations, and people were individually checking up on them to see what their availability was. Yeah, she's got, and Kim has more. So there were several of us there, so that's what I recollect from it.
Were you sharing with Michael?
This is what I recollect, that we picked a Saturday, and we decided Saturday was the best day we were going to do it at Emmanuel Presbyterian, because everybody's familiar with it, and then Michael got home and looked it up, and that's the date of the Saturday, September, LSB. And there are not a lot of Saturdays available. August has Fun Drive, I don't know, Yom Kippur, and, you know, two holidays in September, other holidays. This was like the only, yeah, whatever, a couple of holidays. So this is like the only Saturday, and it is our LSB meeting, so we're kind of stuck.
Michael, what have you got to say to that?
Well, I spoke to
spacing out. Our interim development director, who suggested, Jennifer Kaiser, that we would swap it to the Sunday. There is a possibility of getting Angeles Plaza, which is a senior citizen center downtown L.A. It's Third and Grand, across from the Grand Central Market, for free.
Well, and then this isn't a report. This isn't a report of the meeting. I mean,
the report from the meeting was we picked the 17th, but the 17th is our meeting. So unless we want to change our meeting. We're looking to have a date set here.
Well, I thought that's what we were
just
doing.
Just real quick.
Lawrence, let me give them a moment to finish. Do you guys actually have a report, or are we still sort of figuring it out?
No, we don't have a report. This is just a snapshot of what happened at that meeting.
Let me just ask some direct questions so we can figure this out.
We were also going to research other facilities as well.
Okay. And if you have answers to these questions, great. If not, go back and figure them out. Do we have a date set that we figured out that would work best?
We had one.
We came with the proposal of the 17th, and then I got home and realized the 17th was the LSB meeting, so the committee did not actually recommend an effective date. So what we should set a date at this meeting, because then we can get a venue.
Or conversely, I thought we wanted to request the LSB change that date to maybe a Sunday or another Saturday. I mean, that's a possibility here, so we can settle on the date. That Saturday was a good date. Saturday is a good day for Emanuela Presbyterian. And
if I may, just in case anybody cares, the CNB National Board meeting in Washington, D.C., that everybody's going to be flying to, and some of us will be a little bit busy getting ready for, is the following weekend. So I wasn't that keen on the weekend before the CNB meeting, but everyone else liked it. It would be helpful if we could post our LSB meetings on KPSTX well in advance, and maybe we'd avoid these. But it sounds like we're going to have to rework the date.
So noted. Lawrence?
Just real quick, I think we should consider moving it to October. It gives us time to build it and all of that.
Fun drive. We have a very narrow window of opportunity because we're in fun drive every other month.
I second that motion.
Michael? Well, the other thing is we are mandated to do two a year. If we do one in September, we could still do one before the end of the year.
It does seem like a good idea. And is there a reason we couldn't do it on an evening, a weeknight evening, kind of like we do these?
Yeah. Because none of us want to do it on a weekday.
Because no one in the committee wants to do it on a weekday?
Correct.
No.
Summer, would you respond to that?
No, I mean, there's a couple of logistical things. This is an outreach event, a town hall where you're asking the public to attend. There's a lot of competition on weekend, weeknights. There's free events going on all around the city of a cultural nature. And weekday, weeknights, people, you know, except for crazy people like us, you know, they go to work, they come home, they want to eat dinner. So it just seems like we have better attendance was part of what came up at that meeting on a weekend day, you know, like afternoon, that we'd have more people actually show up for the town hall than we would if we had it scheduled during the week in the evening. So that was part of the consideration, is hoping to have a large public attendance at a venue people could find.
And let me throw this question at you. Is it unreasonable to, if we have a three-hour LSB meeting on a particular Saturday, to have the town hall meeting of 3 hours on the same day at the same or another location?
I think people would be rather exhausted in terms of participation, at least for the LSB members. Probably.
Well, that's 24 people versus 10 million Los Angelinos. I mean, Michael?
I think there are two realistic options. One is to have the LSB move its meeting to the 10th and hold the town hall on the 17th. The other is to hold the LSB on the 17th and the town hall on the 18th. I think the problem with the 10th is that it's the weekend of the anniversary of 9/11, and there are going to be so many events going on, public events, that we don't want to compete with that.
So I'm just trying to follow you now that I have a calendar out. You're proposing September 10th, possibly? Is that correct?
LSB meeting on September 10th and town hall on the 17th, or the LSB on the 17th and town hall on the 18th Sunday.
On a Sunday, what Sunday? The 18th, after the LSB meeting? And okay, so that
same weekend. Those are the two options.
Well, let me just get a sense of the board. Does it seem reasonable to have, because we have our LSB meeting on, remind me what date the September LSB meeting is, John Gary, is it the 17th, Michael?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's currently okay. 10 to 17.
By show of hands, is it the sense of the board that on the 18th, the Sunday after the LSB meeting, we can have our town hall meeting just by show of hands? Margie, you want to participate in this?
He's asking for a straw vote.
Just a show of hands. The 18th Sunday, is that reasonable to set a date so we can start moving forward? Show of hands. One, two, three. I'm asking for a show of hands if you think it's an acceptable idea to have the meeting, the town hall meeting on the 18th, the day after our LSB meeting on a Sunday.
No.
Show of hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Okay, and those that wouldn't want to do it, just put your hands up. One, two, three, four, five. So we've got a majority that would go for that.
Why don't we take votes and just, I mean, I personally have to say, I think I find that a bit cumbersome with a PNB meeting the following week, two meetings that weekend. I'd rather flip the LSB meeting and have it on the 10th and just do one each weekend.
But. John Crumshaw, you have your hand up?
Yes, I would say that trying to schedule a meeting on a Sunday is not very good. We should try to schedule on a Saturday where we have a greater likelihood of more people being able to attend. Otherwise, it conflicts with church and other things that they might be planning on a Sunday.
And let me offer Alan.
Yeah, Bernard doesn't know this yet, but from the program director's conference call on September 17th, Adbusters Magazine is calling for a tent city on Wall Street, and I'm like the sort of network liaison to the Adbusters folks. So I just want to say, before Bernard came, I knew if there was a town hall meeting, everyone would have expected me to attend. It would be vacation time, but I may go to New York to cover that or to network for the WBAI is obviously on Wall Street, but I may not be here on the 18th is the point.
Thank you. Martina, we handed the microphone, John.
I know our meetings are important. We still have the time. Is there any possibility in September of having like a one-hour LSB meeting and then three-hour town hall directly following it?
As you can see, we can't get through tonight's business in 3 hours, so it doesn't seem like a reasonable thing.
Point of information, executive session is supposed to start.
Thank you. Does someone want to set a permit? We need to have town hall meetings. It's in our LSB charter. We had no official ones last year. We have to do this. Summer, do you want to propose a date and motion?
There's another reason we were kind of avoiding Sunday, because when we were discussing venue locations, the reason we settled on Emmanuel Presbyterian was because people know where it's at and it's centrally located, whereas some of the many other venues that were suggested, like, are fantastic if you're from that side of town, but if you're not, you don't even know where it is. And it's harder to book those types of venues on Sundays because they're churches. So that should be also taken into consideration. It was one of the reasons we settled on a Saturday, as being easier to get a centrally located venue. So all of these things are part of what went into consideration. So I don't know how we're going to hash this out. Maybe we could do the town hall a week early. I mean, you say the 10th is bad because of 9/11. What about the week before we do the LSB meeting? You know, how about the LSB meeting on the 3rd? Labor Day, Jesus. I don't know. Okay, but those considerations were part of why we picked a Saturday.
Thank you. So. It's now our July meeting. It gives us only 2 months. If we set a date now, we're giving 2 months notice. If we wait for next month, it's going to be a crunch.
No.
But we need to pick a date. Mike.
Could you take a show of hands then on the LSB on the 10th and the town hall on the 17th?
To move the LSB meeting to the Saturday the 10th and then have the town hall meeting on the 17th?
Yeah.
So just put it in the form of a motion. So by show of hands, proposing moving the LSB meeting up a week to the 10th and the town hall meeting on the 17th, by show of hands in favor?
September
17th, yes.
Yeah.
By show of hands in favor of this, I'm going to raise them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 in favor. Those against? Not against. Any abstentions? One abstention. Thank you. Motion passes. So we picked a date. One. So we picked a date, which the next... I'm sorry. To the town hall committee, folks. The question then becomes how much money...
Excuse me. Who's asking the question, who's asking the question?
I'm asking a question.
But I'm not sure the chair... You know.
What's your question, Kim?
No. he's moving on to another.
Kim, there's a, there, this is the same topic. It's listed here if you'll follow the agenda. In the sense of the town hall committee, what do you estimate the cost of this to be? How much money do you think you need, Summer?
Hash this out fully. $500 seems more than adequate because it's like $150 to $250 potentially for the venue, and you've got to have some refreshments. We're going to do our own advertising. I don't know if we're, you know, we might want to put like something in the Changelings calendar, which is ultra cheap but would reach a lot of people. So I'd say $500 is not an unreasonable estimate.
Michael Novick?
I agree that the point of putting on the agenda was to say, is this a part of the annual budget for the LSP or is the budget afforded some other way by the station?
Thank you, Marty.
Well, also, just the reason I was talking to the new GM is it was very important that he be at the town hall. So I just asked him if he was available on that date, and he has agreed to be available. I think $500 would be a good estimate. Maybe we could come back to the board if we find we need a few hundred dollars more or whatever, but it had to be capped around that.
Thank you. Kim, you're next.
I recall at least touching on it, and we decided we'd pass the hat and cover any that we could cover our expenses.
Need upfront money.
You're suggesting that we just pass the hat to cover the $500?
We suggested that at the meeting,
and
that we would do that and it would cover.
Is that the
event.
Sense of the board that the of that committee that you don't want any money from this board?
No, we said we wanted upfront money and then we would raise funds at the town hall for the station.
Thank you, Martina. You have the microphone.
Michael might have addressed this. I didn't hear clearly what he said. Is this $500 being requested from our already allocated budget, or this is $500 on top of what we're given for the year?
No, it isn't. We have no. We're under so-called
Kim,
budget.
Kim, would you like to answer the question?
We're under so-called budget, so this is well within our budget.
Kim, can you illuminate the as the treasurer? Can you illuminate the board as to what we've spent so far this year and what our total budget is for the LSB, our own expenses?
Yeah, it's off topic, and I didn't prepare for it. And it's not any different than it was last month when you all got the report, Dutch.
It's not off topic.
It is off topic. I didn't prepare for it, and it's the same information as it was last month.
What was it last
month? When I handed out the thing on the Exhibit D.
Can you remind us what
the
number was last
month? No, I can't. I'm not prepared for it. I don't have the numbers. It's off topic.
Okay, and it is on topic. Summer, did you want to... Okay, thank you.
I make a motion that we adjourn this and move into executive session and extend the time 10 minutes to cover executive session.
Now, we've allotted a certain amount of time to get through this. We need this town hall.
We already made it a date certain to go into executive session, a time certain to go into executive session, and we're over that.
Kim, as of right now, this board... Margie, please. As of right now, this board doesn't know what our budget is. We don't know what our expenditures are. How can we approve $500 without that information? I mean, it's...
Chair.
Yes.
Point of order.
Lawrence.
I'd like us to... What we should do is, you know, come up with something before we allocate $500. But in lieu of a budget or what's in the budget, that we set aside $500 just in case we need to use it for the town hall. I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what I'm coming up with. And I think, you know, I think if we find a free venue, and I really believe that we could return the $500 or make $500, and my goal as a task force member is to really go as frugal as possible, and hopefully we could return the money if the board gives it to us.
Hopefully. Okay. Well, the local, as I said in the past, where's our housekeeping internally? If we don't know what our own budget is and what our own expenses are, how can we expect the station to? I called Anthony and asked him, can you just give me a basic legible report of what our expenses are, what we spent, what's our budget? And he sent that to me. So I have it if we want to review it. I'll entertain that, or we can move forward to our executive session. But I have our expenditures. Brenda?
I actually have a point of order in regards to executive session. I checked Robert's Rules of Order, and we need to have a vote in order to have executive session. And even then, because it has to do with disciplinary actions, the person who is involved, and I know for myself, since it is the committee in which I chair, I was barely notified to date. So I have no way of developing a defense, so I would actually object to an executive session, especially because I'm given a notice today about a committee that I chair.
Rodrigo first, and then Summer. Can we hand the microphone to Rodrigo? Chuck. To the microphone.
It's already 10 p.m., right? Okay. So it's...
Can you say it again?
It's already 10 p.m.
Okay.
Are we going to extend the meeting?
Would someone like to make a motion to extend the meeting?
The meeting, so... That's it.
Would someone like to make a motion?
I make a motion that we move to executive session immediately.
Is there a... You were making a motion to adjourn. Is there a second to his motion to adjourn? Machine first, which is Ariana. Taking a vote on the motion to adjourn promptly at 10 o'clock right now. So I'll call for the vote. It's 10 o'clock.
Point of order. I'd like to. That's for a roll call vote on this.
We'll ask for a roll call vote on Rodrigo Argueta's motion to adjourn, seconded by Ariana. 9:59. Ken Aaron?
No.
Chuck Anderson?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta?
Yes.
Fred Blair?
No.
Omar Burdett?
Yes.
John Crumshaw?
No.
Ariana Gladney?
Yes.
Leonard Eisenberg?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
I'm sorry, Leonard. Leonard, did you? Who said yes?
Really? No, it is not. Not until the vote is over.
Order, please. Order, please. Leonard, did you say yes and then no?
Let's go to court and again.
Recording it as a no, but no more, no changing votes.
He can change his vote until the vote is over.
Kim Kaufman.
And I'm voting no. I'm voting no.
Voting no. Recorded. Jim Ali Lexa? Abstain. Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Sequoia Dutch. Margie?
No.
No. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Summer Reese?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Martina Steiner?
Abstain.
Abstain. John Winger?
No.
No. Lamont Yankee?
Abstain.
Abstain. So, John, Gary, for the record, on yeses to adjourn, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. And those against, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 against, 2 abstentions. So it looks like the motion...
I make a motion that
Hang
we...
On. I haven't addressed you. I'm sorry. Just okay. Bear with me here. So the motion, John, my understanding is the motion does not pass. Is that, do you concur? Thank you.
I make a motion we move to executive session for 15 minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a second. We'll call for, you have an objection?
Yes.
Okay. We'll call for the vote for moving immediately to executive session for 15 minutes.
I object.
Show of hands. We have an objection. What's your objection, Brenda?
As I stated before, there's been legal counsel on this type of matter in the past, in 2008, where a person accused, again, of a particular disciplinary action should have proper notification about this issue of going into executive session. There was not proper notification. I just found out today, and it doesn't matter like who it involves in this board. I just found out today, and there should not be an executive session on this matter.
It's the chair's understanding that if at any point actually an executive session can be called, and there will be no action that requires legal counsel. If legal counsel is required, this will raise a question, and there will be no determination if we determine that legal counsel. Do you understand?
No, but what I'm saying is if there's a person involved in terms of disciplinary action on the board, there should have been notification on it. plenty of people on this board are very quick to respond on email, and when it came up to this concern, this is the first time I'm hearing about it. I did not hear about this over email.
And I also, it's the first time I'm hearing for this request for executive session.
The question was called.
No, I objected right after.
And I understand your objection, and I'm noting it, and it's the first time I'm hearing about executive session, but executive session is something that the group's entitled to get into. And again, there won't be any, you know, this is, how do you raise the question? You have to raise it in executive session, and that's why we're doing this. Ken,
I got a point of order, Chair.
Point of order, Lawrence Reyes.
My point is I have not signed a confidentiality oath, so I cannot, in good conscience, participate in a witch hunt. Thank you.
Summer and then Ken.
I'm amazed at how quickly people are standing up to say they weren't notified that there's something they need to defend against. When I brought up the issue, I said it was something we should discuss to see if there was something, at which point a motion would be made and people would be notified, and obviously it would not be dealt with at this meeting. So unless there's a tremendous sense of guilt, I can't see why there is a problem with discussing a potential problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And I have certainly brought censure motions before, quite out in the open, when I thought it was necessary to discipline an individual. I did not name any individuals when I said there was something that was brought to the attention of several board members that should be discussed by the board.
The next hand up is Ken Aaron.
I call the question. I appreciate everybody's comments and attitudes. It's all very interesting. But I call that we go to closed session, executive session.
Okay.
And I'd like us to vote on that and cut the rhetoric and get into the session.
Understanding the call question, let me clarify from the position of the chair. As I said, I wasn't aware of this as executive session, but it is the right of the board to call for executive session. And it's not a session necessarily where punitive action was taken against somebody. This is the purpose of executive session, is to be able to raise the issue at all. So that's why we would go to executive session. Calling for Bella. Ariana? The microphone?
Point of order. The question is called.
We've called the question. Calling for the vote to go to immediately 15 minutes of executive session. Show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in favor. Those against, show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 against, abstentions. 1 abstention. Motion passes.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, we've missed almost half of our agenda tonight, which does include additional public comment. Thank you very much. But because we have business that's been raised that needs to be handled on a private matter, Lawrence?
In order to alter the agenda, you need a two-thirds vote.
I disagree. This is an executive session, and then we also spoke about at the beginning of the agenda.
Once we set the agenda, that we will have a vote on the agenda, and that requires two-thirds vote.
Two-thirds.
My understanding is an executive session can be called without calling it an alteration to the agenda. So, again, to the audience, to be clear, thank you very much. We apologize for not being able to get through all the public comment, but again, that dovetails with much of our own business we're not able to get through. Bella, I'm sorry, this will be an outburst. I will consider this an outburst. So we're requesting that the audience please honor our request to allow us the space. Bella, this is considered an outburst.
So, and it depends on the board that the secretary not be so, John, you can leave your gear. You don't mind. I'm going to go to the water.